Reclaiming the Blade. We have the writer and director on with us right now. A lot of big names, a lot of the top people in sword training. Just an amazing film. Two-disc set. Disc two is the making of the film. Exclusive additional footage and interviews. Over an hour of sword training videos. I'm going to enjoy watching that. I've got to learn how to beat my 6-year-old and 4-year-old because they're becoming too powerful for me. Oh, my goodness. And it's presented widescreen with optional commentary with the director, Daniel McNichol and John Davies. Okay, going back to our guest last 5 minutes, I've got a lot of questions I could ask, but I just want to tell folks again the websites they can go to get these. Not in stores yet, not on TV yet. I'm honored you're doing this because, this is great to be able to see something first. Tell folks the best websites to go to again to order this today.
Absolutely. It really technically isn't out until July 7th. We're saying what the heck. We're getting it out there. Glacier Films Home Entertainment, which is the label that we're putting it out on. It's swordmovie.com and reclaimingtheblade.com, which are our sites. And you can actually order it directly from there, and we'll ship it to you. It will be in stores and retail box stores July 7th on iTunes, Apple iTunes for download and all that good stuff. And hopefully this fall, definitely this fall, we're going to see it on TV. So Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, who's in the new Star Trek, Weta Workshop. We went down to Weta, who did all the swords for The Lord of the Rings, and did a very in-depth exclusive with them. Richard Taylor, who's the director there. John Rhys-Davies is the narrator. The Royal Armouries in Britain actually was a partner of this film, which is awesome. Lakeshore Records put out the soundtrack. Ken Sparling at Skywalker Sound. It's a phenomenal group of people coming together for a really good cause, which in my mind is a tribute to people like Bob Anderson and to people that have worked for years in the industry, but also a tribute to the martial artist and the symbol of the sword, because really the sword is a symbol. It's not necessarily just the sword today. The sword represents so much more. It represents the Second Amendment. It represents, whatever the weapons are of today. It represents all of these things. So it's not just a martial weapon, but it's also a symbol.
Well, I want to get John Rhys-Davies and you back on right before it comes out.
Sure.
Here on the radio and at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, I'm not a big collector of things because I don't have time or money to do it, but I actually have bought a few collector swords. I mean, because there were so many millions made over the years, you can get like a 300, 400-year-old sword, for super cheap, and they're just
neat. My publicist will kill me if I don't mention this. We are actually giving away some, $900-plus real swords that are made by like master swordsmiths. So if you even just sign up on our mailing list, if you don't want to spend the bucks to get a disc, just sign up on our mailing list and you're entered to win one of like 9 swords we're giving away. We're giving away Force FX lightsabers from Hasbro. So there's a lot of free stuff we're giving away as well. And we'll be at the conventions, Comic-Con and Dragon Con and all those type of things.
Hey, what Star Wars sabers are you giving out? More Yodas?
The Yodas are great for kids, but we're definitely going to be doing some Darth Mauls and some of the Anakin Skywalkers, and my favorite, which is the
I've
Yoda.
Got a green one, yeah. I mean, a blue one. The Anakin's blue, right?
The Anakin is blue, and then when he gets to the dark side, you got the red saber as well. I think the Darth Vader saber, obviously, is red.
I have that.
We're giving those away. As I said before, I definitely want to send some to you and just, it would make me happy to think that you guys were running around your studios, having some sword fights every now and then.
Hey, I was sent by the Darkon folks, from the filmmaker, some Darkon swords. So, no, I want more lightsabers. Bring them. I'll defeat you,
right.
Rob Dew. Look at Rob Dew. I'm going to crush him. I'm going to destroy you as soon as these swords come in. Hey, listen, it was great having the writer and director of Reclaiming the Blade on with us, Daniel McNichol. Thank you so much for coming on. I hope folks get the DVD at the website today, my friend.
My pleasure.
Hey, it was great having you. And listen, talk to Rob as soon as you want to come back on and have the dwarf Gimli on. We're really excited. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye, Candias. Okay, hardcore news straight ahead, but there's some history for you. I love it, so that's why we covered it.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to take call after call at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. For 5 minutes, huge new breaking swine flu news that is in the San Francisco Chronicle. But it's from decades ago. A key piece of the puzzle coming up, and I'm going to do a news blitz, and announce at the end of the show two new films being released today. Two new films being released today that I've made, that we've made here in this office. Two. Not one, not two. I've been saying one, but it's really two. So big surprise coming up at the end of the show. Let's go right now to Sam and Mass. Sam, thanks for holding it on the air. Hello, Sam.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, hey, Alex. I wanted to touch on the purpose of the GPS census workers. As we are all aware, 140,000 census workers have been sent to every door in America to tag position stop points. Now, we already have a GPS.
That's phase one. They admit they don't ask you questions. It's for the phase two, but it's for SWAT teams and others and for the feds to know where you're at. It's for Homeland Security. That's admitted. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I have my own theory. So there really is no need to pay 140,000 workers to redo a job that's already cataloged. Simply put, they have this information already, except they have to do step A and B to get to C. They want C in a single database, your location, your neighbor's location, to track a waypoint system. The only reason they would need this is for a computer system or a computer program. When the swine flu breaks out this winter because people choose to get the virus, with their yearly flu vaccine, trading liberty for death. I believe this winter, they've learned from the Holocaust. They will not be coming to your house, forcing you from your home, putting you in jeeps with men and guns, saying that like MTV likes to show the public, it can happen today. No, Alex, they'll come to your house in unmanned vehicles and every day playing soothing noises like an ice cream truck. They will circle the neighborhoods of America and over loudspeaker announce medical attention, food, water, and safety as people board the trucks and take them to FEMA camps. They cannot enforce the New World Order without this virus, without this pandemic. They don't need to take our guns. They will let their worries rot in the streets and take their worries, you, to government facilities where obviously you can't bring your guns with you.
Sir, well said, and you should write an article about that. Sounds like you did write one. Send that to us. We'll post it, because that is one of the things in their fist. They have a fist with 10 cards or so in it. And as I said back on March 5th, a month plus before it got released, I said nukes, war with Pakistan or Iran, more staged terror attacks like 9/11, a staged flu outbreak, whether real or just hype, that was in their fist of things that they could do. And I said it was a manufactured virus when it broke out, and now they've had to admit that. And then I predicted they would then say, oh, it will mutate later and be deadly, take your shots. And now they're saying that. I just know the enemy. And if they think we're going to be sold on this and we'll go along with this, they're going to go ahead with it. But the number one videos on YouTube, Google, and all the other top video sites everywhere. You heard Watson earlier on the big search engines, you know, where they list the top searches. It's Infowars.com. It's Alex Jones. We're in the top 50 now of things being searched on the web. When you look at that, you understand we were actually countering them. And that's why they went through YouTube and just blasted every video where I was talking about swine flu. Because I was exposing that, and I appreciate your call, which shows we've got a chance. They wouldn't be erasing what I do if it wasn't hurting them. And I'm nobody. I'm just some aggressive person that's got a half-decent brain that isn't putting up with slavery. Now, there's a folks a lot smarter and better looking and tougher than I am and got more money than I do. What are you doing sitting on your fat butt? Well, you've decided it's not your job to fight tyranny. You've decided you're not going to be involved in that. Folks, we have no future if you don't see yourself in that role as a freedom fighter against tyranny. Let's go and take another call here. Joshua in Michigan, you're on the air. Joshua, go ahead.
Oh, thanks so much, Alex, for taking the call. I've been a big fan for a long time through the work that you did and Jason Burmis. You guys really woke me up a few years ago. I started doing my homework. And I really want to empathize with them taking down your two YouTube channels, or the one that was the Alex
Three.
Jones channel and the
Infowars. Three channels run by other people. I call Nate Evans up and go, you have a director account. Can we use it? And he says, oh, I loaded your videos up. They suspended my director account and didn't even say copyright infringement.
No, me too. You know, I had a YouTube channel by the name of Anonymous Patriot USA. I put together a chemtrails documentary.
I remember that. I remember your channel.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I put together the Ultimate Chem Truth documentary that is up on your Infowars.dk site. is part of the four top chemtrails documentaries, and I feel so flattered that you guys recognize the contribution that I made. And I just tried to compile all of the mainstream news footage I could find on chemtrails and the links to Morgellons, the Rents interview, because in December of 2007, I started noticing it and videotaping it and becoming a big proponent of getting the truth out there and putting the dots together. And I've got a new one that's called Chemikill, the movie, and it's got even more extended news coverage and background history. Chemikill, C-H-E-M-A space K-I-L-L.
Well, I'm making a chemtrail film / eugenics film as well. That's the next thing I'm doing after this next Obama deal we're working on. So please collaborate with us or anything you think we could use. Get it to us. I need everybody to help me. God bless you, and I appreciate your call, Joshua. I talked to all these callers for 10 hours, but if I'm actually going to get to you, I got to move. Jason in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead. Next door to Michigan. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Hey, I was wondering, Watts was talking earlier about the white vans being labeled as terrorists, and I thought that was kind of funny because I would think that would be something they'd want to look for, considering 9/11. That was exactly what the terrorists were using from Israel that I documented so well in the film Missing Link.
Well, certainly there was an Israeli company that was there in white vans, and I had the police chief on from Bergen County. They have police chiefs in the county. It's like 5-6 years ago. That interview's out there on the web. And I had him on about how he said everybody should be forced to take a microchip. And somebody called in the network and said, that's the same police chief that arrested the Israelis jumping up and down. They left New York. There was an APB out, and he got them. And then he said, yeah, no, it's true, but I'm not going to talk about it. And so, absolutely, you know, that's what Fabled Enemies, Jason's film, gets into that as well. Okay, thank you, Jason. Anything else from Wisconsin?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg in Florida. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to let you know, I called Congressman Rooney's office. He's my local senator, congressman, whatever. And I asked him about the MIAC report because I'm a former military veteran myself, and I told him he kind of scared me that this was coming out, and he told me to take it with a grain of salt, that not to take anything too seriously coming out of this administration. Well, this is kind of the country I live in. I can't really take it with a grain of salt, man. But,
well, no, that's what they tell you. Oh, you know, we're passing laws to where if you're a conservative, you're not going to be allowed to own guns anymore. I mean, they have the bill introduced with the White House Chief of Staff on tape saying, if we list you as an extremist, you are not allowed to own guns anymore. We're going to have a national list. It's now happening. They got 1,100,000 innocent Americans on the fly list. Now they've got the 4 million on the crime list. This is the model I've been telling you for years they were going to use, and it's happening. And they say, shh, shh, shh. So there's a couple bills moving through Congress fast, look like they may pass, to arrest you if somebody says you hurt their feelings on the Internet with a federal felony. It's okay. Going to prison is not a big deal. Having no free speech is freedom. And, yeah, we're trying to pass laws to have fairness doctrine, and yeah, we're trying to pass bills where the Attorney General can ban any guns he wants. We have the bill number. And the national media goes, these crazy people like Alex Jones says that Obama wants your guns. So, see, they use psych warfare. As they're trying to take them, they say, we're not taking your guns. Now hand them over. And you're like, what are you talking about? What's the mind game here, Mac? They go, just give us the gun, please. Give us the gun. Anything else?
One more just tidbit. I'll tell you, it's been 6 years since I've been out of the military, and they used to line us up and give us shots all the time. They never even told us what it was that they were shooting us with.
And it was illegal for them to give you smallpox and anthrax shots because people said, well, you're in the military, you have no rights. No, if it's an experimental, unapproved vaccine, they, by law, have to get your consent. But they force troops to take it, and that's why the troops have such a higher cancer level than any other group of people.
Right. Well,
that's why I tell troops it's important to answer the questionnaires that you will fire on U.S. citizens, because we've talked to Army doctors and others that if you say, no, I won't fire American citizens, you get sent overseas and you get put on a roster, I'm not kidding, to be given the vaccines that have the cancer viruses to soft kill you. So the troops that say they'll be patriots, 75%+ in the average study, you're given an injection that will kill you 20 years down the road. I'm not kidding.
Well, I was going to say, I haven't been sick since I got out. It's been probably 6 years since I had a cold, the flu, anything. I haven't even had a sore throat, and it's been a long time. I can't remember.
Did you call in when I was on? Did you call in when I was on Coast to Coast AM last?
No, sir.
Yeah, there was another guy called in and said that since he hadn't been taking the vaccines, he never gets sick anymore. Good to hear from you. When I was on that show, he said that. Let's go to another one here. Well, no, I don't want to cheat this caller coming up. So we'll come back and go to Thomas, John. Oh, John disagrees. I didn't see that. We'll go to him first. Steve in Texas, Charles in New York. And by the way, the last two swine flus, 76 and 1918, popped up on U.S. military bases. Guess what we found from the 1970? Wait till Jason Burmis is in studio with us 33 after, coming up for a quick 5 minutes. And then I'm going to announce two new films, ladies and gentlemen, two new films that are being released today. Two little salvos, little extra torpedoes we're firing with no promotion. I'm just dropping these with no warning, and we'll announce that at the end of the show. Here's a little tidbit hint. I didn't tell Aaron, so he jumped the gun. Already one of the films is posted at InfoWars.com.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from HempUSA.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from HempUSA.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2600. That's 908-691-2608.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
Breaking news. Breaking news coming up in a moment. Big news blitz, and I will play the trailer for the new film I am releasing today. That is, I'm starting pre-orders for it today. And it will be released at PrisonPlanet.tv June 3rd. And the DVDs are now in, so it'll be shipping out. We'll have them all boxed up and ready to be shipped out, so you'll get them very, very quickly after the June 3rd. Date that is just a few weeks away, 2 weeks away or so. So a lot of stuff coming up at the end of the show I'm going to be announcing. I got a caller disagrees with me. John in Washington disagrees. So go ahead, John.
Hello, Alex. I just wanted to say that I finally signed up for Prison Planet, and I just love it. The part that I disagree about with this GPS mapping modeling effort that's being conducted right now is in the origins of the mandate. This actually came from, and it took me many hours to find it, this came from the Department of Economic and Social Affairs Statistics Division. It's Statistical Paper Series M, number 67, Revision 2, entitled Principles and Recommendations for Population and Housing Census. This is a United Nations mandate that came out in November of 2008. And
Wait a minute. We actually covered that on the show. So we did mention that. But yes, look, the census, everything, how our national ID cards work is a 2000 treaty. You're absolutely right. This is United Nations worldwide under global governance, wants to know where everything is placed, your name with your home, where you're at.
And on a worldwide basis.
No, I know. And you know what? You know what? We showed that UN document on screen. I spent like 2 minutes on it a week ago. We should do an article about it. Here's the problem. I don't have the writers. Write an article about it. Send it to Aaron at Infowars.com. Send it to Rob D. Send it to Kurt. And one of them will be sure to post it. You know, send it to everybody to make sure and say post it. And so put that together. I mean, I need writers to volunteer.
I'll be glad to do that because I did it on my I do a newsletter that I send out to a group that I have in this part of the country. But, you know, here's the interesting thing, very odd about this document, is that when it gives on the very first pages, it tells to whom this document applies, and it gives the various regions. Every region of the world is covered under this document, and the only one they left out is North America. So apparently Obama has signed on to this United Nations global mandate without without asking the United Nations.
The United States signed on to it, and it was brought up in 1998, and the UN document we read and posted that's running this, and then the federal agencies signed the treaties. When Bush signed on to UNESCO in 2004, Reagan had taken us off in 82. He put us back on it. That's why you see the statistic bureau under the census say in 2004 from the document we saw that we're now under this through UN mandate. So, you know, everything's UN orders. Sir, I report on my employees to the North American Union, and you show it to a yuppie, and they say, I don't see that. I'll hand my weapons in if the government tells me. I love government. I love being a slave. Oh, God. I can lift a finger and stop all this, but I'm not going to.
Let me ask you, did you show the 2008 Revision 2 on the show? Because I certainly missed it, and I try to watch every day.
No, I saw a 2004 and a 1998.
Oh, I've got the 2008, so I'll send it over as soon as I get off the phone here, and it'll be under the title line will be Shout.
Good, good. Thank you so much. Listen, I appreciate your call. Title line will be Shout. We'll get that up. Better yet, write an article, because everything you said I know is accurate, so do it. I can't do it. I'm being hit from too many sides. I've been asking Paul Watson and Kurt Nimmo. Kurt wrote one last Saturday. I've been asking Paul Watson for 4 days. I said, write an article about the gun grabbing that ties it in with the White House Chief of Staff saying we'll all be on list, no judge, no jury, guilty until proven innocent, no owning firearms, tie it in with the bill. It hadn't happened. But they're working. They're about Paul's writing 2-3 articles a day. Steve's writing one or two a day. Kurt's writing articles a day, updating the sites. I may have the money to hire some more webmasters and writers, but I'm scared to hire people. And by scared, I'm scared of not completing my mission. I mean, there are infiltrators, ladies and gentlemen. There are a lot of infiltrators. And, you know, it's not pretty. I mean, the feds will get in your office, and they'll come in here and commit crimes and then say, I did it. And they could come out in court that they even did it on their own, and it didn't matter. The judge will say, it doesn't matter. We set you up. And it's, I know that's their fault and they're evil, but that'll shut down what I'm doing. I mean, this isn't a game, folks. This is real. This is as hardcore as it gets. And I get all gutted up and fired up to do what I do every day, but this is real. Jason Burmes for the quick 5-minute breaking news report. Straight ahead, more of your phone calls and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Big announcements coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid, even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid. Some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna
we're
ride.
Gonna ride.
Ride like the one eye.
Ride like a one eyed jack of diamonds
with the devil close behind.
We're gonna ride.
All right, more of your calls coming up. From Thomas, Steve, Charles, Tony, and John. That'll probably be all we can get to. Jason Burmes, will you hand me that fly swatter, please?
Got it.
You know, we have hundreds of emails pouring in telling us how to get rid of fruit flies. No one knows where they're coming from, and they're just everywhere, and they're landing on my face. And we got fly paper, and they don't like the fly paper. They don't care about the fly paper. People are like, well, spray a bunch of poison. I don't want to breathe a bunch of poison. I'm not using it in here. You can keep your cancer for yourselves out there. You know, I was over at my parents' one weekend stand there, and I came in the house about midnight, couple of roaches running around, big ones, you know, got around here. Because it's been raining a lot. They come in the house. I killed them with a kitchen rag, popping them. I could have gone and got poison after going to the counter, but no, I don't feel like killing them and killing myself to live. Okay, now I'm going into ancient exterminating tactics. That's how they used to kill locusts, was like these big big switches. And in the fields, hand-killing the insects. Okay, let's get serious. Let me reset here just a moment because I want to get to this with Burmese and then get to your calls. It has come out with top virologists in England, the United States, Canada, Australia. We got two articles, one up at Infowars.com, one at PrisonPlanet.com. Just recapping this and then the new breaking news in a moment. It has come out. It has come out that Tamiflu developers says swine flu may have been released from a lab. And then there's another article dealing with that. And so the point is H1N1 virus manufactured or result of human error. They're saying clearly it has the markers. It has no pedigree. It wasn't mutated naturally because they can track these viruses. It just came out of the blue, wrong flu season, wrong hemisphere, which is also why I say it didn't escape from some lab. This thing had to be spread. So this is only a whitewash one level, but we're proven right again. Will we see retractions from CNN and others that attacked us? No. But now we know why they're mainly taking down the swine flu videos I did that are on YouTube, suspending the accounts of the videos everywhere. It's me. I'm allowed to get on TV and talk. I'm telling people they can post it, but YouTube says no. They don't even do copyright infringements now. They just take your channel down. Happened to Nate Evans, happened to all the people I know. This is a badge of honor, I think. And Burmes, you kept saying they were going to get rid of Google videos. We'll talk about that in a moment. But right now, briefly, I remember this in the extras of Oliver Stone's JFK because a new director's edition came out a few years ago, and I watched it, you know, on the treadmill. That's how I watch movies, is, you know, in like a two-part series, you know, an hour on the treadmill and then another hour on the treadmill the next day. And I remember them talking about how Castro, how a type of swine fever, had been released in Cuba. And then it came out years later in the mainstream news, and that's declassified. And I'd forgotten. You got an email, got a tip, pulled up the San Francisco Chronicle article. It's confirmed. So 76, it pops up on a military base. 1918, it comes out of a U.S. military base. This new one created in the lab. No doubt about that now. And who's used this stuff before? The CIA and against Latin America. These guys never stop. I mean, every time there's a terror attack, we don't just say it's the government or our government or some other Western government. We go look at the history. We go look at who's done it before. It's like if some guy robs a bank and does it a certain way and the files show that a bank robber was released a year ago in the same area who robs banks, you know, 20 years before the same way, I'm going to go looking for him. I mean, and they have the motive, and they have the know-how. Burmese, give us the latest development.
Yeah, so in 1971, the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency officials, operatives linked to anti-Castro terrorists, introduced African swine fever virus into Cuba, and they had to slaughter 500,000 pigs. Now, the only difference between this and the swine flu is that it cannot be transmitted to humans. But this was actually broken by Newsday, which is a big paper out of New York. I use it all the time. A lot of those hard articles in my film Fabled Enemies are cut directly out of there. And I just...
This was a bio attack on the farming industry. This was an economic attack.
Yeah.
And a big part of declassified warfare with the Russians and the U.S., basically run by the same people now, we discover, mm-hmm. in the past, is crops, is insects, is engineered insects. That they drop insects out of a plane that don't just eat your crops, and they've done this before, but carry a virus or bacteria that kills your crops.
Yeah, and affects the wildlife around them as well. What's really interesting is there's four different CIA officials speaking on record here. They won't give their names, but it runs through places like Fort Gullick, an army base near Panama Canal Zone. Of course, the U.S. Navy base at Guantanamo was used to traffic this. And then the final place, I think it was right here, the source of the traveler, who had been trained by the CIA and carried out previous missions for the agency, said he saw no CIA officials aboard the boat that delivered the virus to the trawler in Panama, but added, "We were well paid for this, and Cuban exile groups don't have that kind of money." His account was confirmed by another intelligence source in Miami. You know, it goes on to talk about Venezuela. But basically, again, 1971, Jones, almost 40 years ago, they're releasing a similar bioweapon in a third world nation they're having problems with. And then we have this swine flu just totally emerge. First they blame Mexico. Then they don't have any pigs that have it in Mexico. Then, 2 weeks ago now, they said, oh, we finally found the first pig with swine flu, and it was in Canada. And then you have this this witch for the CFR who did that swine flu, the fear and flu article right there, and she's saying, it's right over there, Jones, if you're looking for it. It's right under that top magazine right there. You see it, the black one?
Yeah, the little piggy snout.
Yeah, the little piggy snout.
Your favorite photo.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's saying that the swine flu wasn't made in a lab, and if you believe that, by the way, Jones, you're a conspiracy theorist and a bad person, but it was founded in America, and then she attacks Lou Dobbs. There hasn't been a single case of swine flu in a pig in America, and that woman who died, that 33-year-old woman, the Texas health officials admit she didn't die from swine flu. That child who died, he had chronic illnesses. He was a premature.
No, she was sick. She was already dying.
Yeah.
All right, key information. Let's get a blurb by Kurt Nemo or Paul Watson or Steve Watson or you or somebody. TheInfoWarrior.com. You'll go ahead and just get that posted, at least the old San Francisco Chronicle article. Mm-hmm. Jason, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, coming up in about 5, 6, 7 minutes, I'm going to have Rob Dew in here because he worked on one of these new presentations, these new films we're going to be releasing today. So I'll be announcing that coming up here in a few minutes. We are now 3 hours, 41 minutes into the transmission. I want to thank a few of the sponsors we've got that have made this show possible. Then I'm going to go to your calls. One of them's Home Gain. Wonderful folks, HomeGain.com, Home Gain as in gaining, .com, HomeGain.com. They have a street view system for helping sell your home or finding out its value. They have a system where you can enter in your home's address, and it will tell you instantly what the value of your home is. They have a home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. The most important, it is free. It is free. They're advertiser-driven. So you can find a realtor there as well. It is HomeGain.com. Also, another fine sponsor. In these uncertain times, people are insane. They don't have gold, silver, firearms, storable foods, water filters. And they have high-quality water filters, all sorts of great things at really low prices. The best storable foods out there, non-GMO, non-hybrid, and they're the biggest, longest-continually operating storable foods outfit in the United States, the J. Michael Stevens Group. The website is efoodsdirect.com. You'll never stand in the bread line if you have your own bread. efoodsdirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com. Another sponsor I want to tell you about. I'm doing 2 days of these because I didn't do them yesterday, all these great folks. Ringtones. On Infowars.com, we've added a new ringtone store. Turn your phone into part of the info war. You can get dozens of ringtones that will make wake up everyone around you. And these are hilarious ringtones, like me going, Obama, Obama, and everything else. Just go check them out. You can listen to them for free. Go to the square banner on Infowars.com or go to the AlexJonesRingtones.com. Download ringtones with me and support the info war right now. Go there and listen to some of the ringtones like Obama, the sheep, We Are Under Attack, Mayday, 911 was an inside job. Let your phone wake up people around you. You want to contribute to the info war. This is a great way. Let Alex Jones repeat 911 was an inside job over and over again to the people around you every time your cell phone rings. This will be sure to spark up conversation and give you the opportunity to tell people about the info war. Remember, go to the Alex Jones ringtones.com. That's AlexJonesRingtones.com today. And then finally, one more sponsor I want to tell you about that's made this show possible is Acolablue.com, the best price and the best atmospheric water purifier out there, 7.5 gallons a day. Great deals on these, Acolablue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 800-691-6043. It runs through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis, carbon, UV, antibacterial, fungal, UV light. Just amazing. Grabbing water out of the air and then sending it through all these purifiers. It comes out hot and cold, has a computer display. These things are high-tech, very easy to maintain. Acolablue.com, 800-691-6043. Okay, let's jam in a few phone calls, and I'm going to bring Rob Dew in here. In fact, Rob, you can go ahead and come on in here. Let's go ahead now and get to more of these calls, and I'll also do that in the final segment. Let's talk to Thomas in California. Thomas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Greetings from the sunny Central California coast.
Greetings.
I just wanted to say, you hear a lot of people talking about, well, you know, no one's out there doing anything, knowing that no one's out there fighting, and, you know, we should just either give up or we should go and shoot everybody because we're not having any victories. And it seems to me that, you know, you may not see it on the news media because that's the last thing you're going
to
see.
You stole my thunder. They never tell you you have any chance to beat them. They want to destroy our morals and come out and go, yeah, we're criminals. Yeah, we stole $14 trillion. I won't tell you where it is. They want to make you capitulate.
As soon as you find an issue and you decide to enter that fight, you will find people coming out of the woodworks trying to help you. You will find so many groups on that issue all fighting it, all having so many victories here, so many victories there in their own little ways. But, of course, the news doesn't cover it. And, of course, look at where we'd be if after the Iraq war people didn't take to the streets by the millions. We already would have invaded Iran. We would have already invaded Syria.
Exactly. Look, Tokyo Rose would tell the GIs, even when Japan was defeated, they'd broadcast on the radio, America's defeated, you've lost, you can't win, it's all over for you. And some GIs, even though they knew that Japan was blown to bits and about to be physically invaded, you know, this is weeks before Hiroshima and Nagasaki, some GIs actually believed it. It's the same thing. They tell you, there's no hope, there's no way to beat it, there's nothing you can do. Baloney. I appreciate your call. I'm even going to overdrive today because I want to get to Steve, Charles, Tony, John, others, and we'll try to cram you in. I got two trailers to play, and I'm almost out of time to do this. Number one, because this is a bigger announcement because we're going to have one of these every month, but the next announcement's even bigger individually. It is the Alex Jones Show, Another Weapon in the Fight for Freedom, DVD Arsenal, the Alex Jones Show, Volume 1, January 2009. And every week or two, a new one, up to catching up to 6 months in, will be out. And by the end of the year, we're going to have 12 of these, and you can get them all together. $14.95. It's up on Infowars.com. This is featuring David Icke, Joe Rogan, Alan Watt, Gerald Celente, Art Acevedo, and these videos are all in super high quality. These are printed DVDs. These have documents, extras, you know, stuff added. This is for people that don't just want to see it in PrisonPlanet.tv, because I upload my film in super high quality. But the live stream, so people can stream it live and pick it up, it's only medium quality. This is high quality. Seeing it is the difference between night and day. It's great to give people. Folks kept asking for these. This is now manufactured. This came in earlier in the week, it came in Monday. And so we have these in. The next film is going to be in here in a week, but it won't ship till June 3rd. And that's a totally separate film. So now again, this is really a presentation. The film, I'll tell you about in the next segment. But this is a big announcement. Great way. You can see David Icke there on the cover. This is the first month, and it's the David Icke, Joe Rogan, Alan Watt, Gerald Celente, Art Acevedo. That's the Austin Police Chief. This is really power-packed. Rob Dew and Jason Douglas have been working on these. Tell folks about the new DVD arsenal.
This has been really a treat, and basically when you hired me, you said, look, I need you to spearhead this project, and me and Jason really took it on, and you know, we've been poring over these all these interviews that you do, trying to find the best parts of each interview. We look at a calendar to see who you had that month, and we really find the best ones, and we take out, you know, a lot of the fluff in the article. It gets down to the nitty-gritty, you know, the real good information that people can
get. Yeah, you guys just shouldn't just hack this stuff out. It's all edited, condensed. It's kind of like a video reader's digest.
It really is. It really is. And it's really something you could take and say, wow, this is kind of what was going on this month. You know, that month it was a lot about expanding your mind and how, you know, how to break yourself out of that mental prison. Next month is all about, like, February is all about personal freedom and state sovereignty.
Yeah, we've got Russell Means, and next month is just a printout because the DVDs aren't here yet, so this isn't on sale yet. These are in. You can buy this right now. It just went up minutes ago. This has got Russell Means, Lindsey Williams, Edwin Vieira, Sean Kassinger, Craig Proudly, and state sovereignty special.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of state reps
state
on this
sovereignty
one.
Is about five state reps, the best of those interviews put together. And it really gives you a good history into, you know, the state sovereignty movement, where it's going. And we're already working on March. March is almost done.
Here's Chuck Norris.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're...
That's Chuck Norris, Webster Tarpley, John McManus, Judge Napolitano, Professor George Grayson.
Yep.
Just amazing work.
So we've really been, you know, working hard on these. And what I think is really cool is the beginning of each one, we specially produced a little segment that you're really not going to see anywhere else. The first one, we took a speech that Alex gave at a 9/11 truth.
Yeah, go ahead and roll this. Yeah. This is from the January edition intro. Start rolling it. We'll go out to break with this.
The man makes me proud to be an American. The man is Alex Jones.
A lot of people before us sacrificed and died in the defense of liberty and the fight against tyranny. A lot of people died so we have the little bit of freedoms we've got. They're precious. They were paid for in blood. I want you to take action because they can kill us individually, but they cannot kill ideas. Ideas are eternal. Ideas, when they're the truth, are invincible, and ideas are bulletproof. And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Okay, so again, you can get part one of the DVD Arsenal and the Info War right now at InfoWars.com, and everybody requested it. You know, Aaron Russo told me, I may not make it with this cancer, and I want you to come interview me. It was his idea. So we talked about Nick Rockefeller on the air and stuff, and it was important. He was down in Houston. He'd had cancer 4 years, had scores of surgeries. He could hardly walk when I got there. He couldn't do it the first day he was supposed to. We had to wait a day. and we did it the next day. He wouldn't talk about that on air. I mean, he could hardly walk. He's in pain during the interview. And it's the last videotaped interview with Aaron Russo. And we released large parts of it to PrisonPlanet.tv, and on the web, there's millions of views of it. I mean, it's all over the place, millions. One will have a million views, one 600,000 views, one 300,000 views, you know, the versions of it. But there was a lot of the interview that we didn't release, and there was, you know, even stuff with us arguing behind the scenes a little bit about this point or that point. And also we interviewed him when we went to dinner with him, and that's in there, and it's 90 minutes. And I did little two-minute updates four or five times, six times in the film, where I tie in what he said then 2 years ago with what's now happening today. So it is a 91-minute film, and let's go ahead and punch it up. It is a legacy of freedom that will live on. You can pre-order that, but it ships June 3rd. And these come in next week, so we'll be packing them up. You'll get them very, very quickly. It'll also be at PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can order right now the DVD Arsenal Part 1. This bad boy right here with David Icke on the front. David Icke, Alan Watt, Gerald Celente, Joe Rogan, and Art Aceveda, and myself, of course. So, but this, we spent a month or so, you know, taking the old interview on the tapes. It's in high quality. You know, it's shot in high def. Of course, and it's condensed to a regular DVD, but it has that high def look. It's got all this new documentation video put over Aaron, and it talks about in the Fed and how we got rid of the bankers and a call to action. Very important film. People kept requesting this for the last 2 years. Hey, put that on DVD. And I said, hey, it's free on the Internet. Well, we did what you wanted. You can pre-order the film Reflections and Warnings, A Legacy of Freedom That Will Live On with Aaron Russo, with all the key info about the Women's Lib Movement being CIA. Let's go ahead and play that trailer right now. Here is the trailer. It's actually on that Yahoo shopping cart page. Yeah, here it is. We've got it up on YouTube. Let's have this go viral before they delete it. Who knows? Maybe I'm not allowed to show my interview with Aaron Russo. Anyways, back it up. Back it up. Let's start it over here because I was talking. Again, here it is while it's on YouTube. See it while you can. Here's the trailer. Here it is.
You rolling? Aaron Russo, the founder of a nationwide movement to end the private Federal Reserve.
They have all the money they want. They can make all the money they want. They have a machine that can make all the money. It's not about money. It's about control. It's about their vision of how they want to see the world.
This was Aaron Russo's final videotaped interview.
The whole agenda is to create a one-world government where everybody has an RFID chip implanted in them. All money is to be in those chips. And this is getting me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish.
With never-before-seen sections of the historic interview.
Federal Reserve is poison to our country.
Aaron, what do you think Women's Liberation was about? We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib. They do whatever they want to do. What we want doesn't matter anymore. It's their agenda. It's their plans that matter.
Released in full for the first time.
What happened on 9/11... is a phony, you know, and we've never learned the truth about 9/11. You hear George Bush saying democracy means freedom. No, democracy equals New World Order. I believe God put me on this earth to be the best person I could be and put everybody on this earth to be the best they could be.
You have to stand up for what's right in life. And unless you do that, you're nothing.
Reflections and Warnings, an interview with Aaron Russo. Coming to the InfoWar, June 3rd, 2009.
All right, I'm not going to do overdrive. I promise to Charles and Tony and John and Steve and everybody. Call me tomorrow. You'll go have the line. Great job, Rob Duke. Hey, what do you think of the new? You've seen the new Aaron Russo film.
I came in this one morning and watched the whole thing. It was awesome. There's nobody here in the office, and I just sat down and watched.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.